Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back for the Infinity season, August 14th, 2024. Tony, Tyler, KP checking in from south of the Mason-Dixon, way down there, Chattahoochee.
I'm in Texas. It's hot.
That was a Sturgill Simpson as Johnny Blue Skies singing The Pain. And if you're just listening to this first thing in the morning on August 15th, perhaps I'm breaking news to you that Matthew Judon has been traded to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-round pick, which doesn't help now, but maybe it helps 6 years from now when that third-round pick develops, because I don't know. I mean, at this point, you had to move on from him. Hey, boys, I mean, he was becoming a little bit of a cancer, a little bit of a diva in practice. This new regime, the happy table and the happy let the players say whatever they want.
Shut up.
Really.
Oh, my God.
What are you yapping about?
You guys are the happy shit.
No, the happy fucking table and they can tweet whatever they want. And they can say whatever they want.
He sent him packing. What are we talking?
Hey, you know what they did?
Oh, my God.
Didn't they let him have a fucking, they let him have a breakdown on the practice field on day one.
Normally, yeah. how it works is the GM gets together with the coach and the other scouts, and they like develop a plan on like how they're going to draft and how they're going to build the team. Instead, Mitch Kraft just pulled the fans. He's like, "Hey, what do you guys want? A quarterback and receivers and a coach that we all know they and do. Like, and in the no season, tough decisions being made."
Are we not serious? And we don't think they had an elite draft. Like the receivers they drafted are cooking.
Here's where I stand on the receivers. Receivers look good. Drake May, you'll never know if he looks good because the offensive line is a fucking abomination.
If the offensive line stinks, which means Drake May is struggling because he's not going to have time to throw, which means it's pointless to have any receivers.
It's going
to
be good because he's going to build up calluses on his spine from helmets
understand.
He takes. But it doesn't matter because Tom Brady didn't play until he was 24. Drake May's only 21, so he's got 3 years of hits to like build up. You know, but the problem with this is, even if Drake May is good, you may never know if he's going to be good in New England because they'll just be shitty for so long, for like 3 years, and then just be like, people will just be impatient and be like, all right.
I just don't get the negativity. The offensive line will figure it out. They'll be fine. They'll figure it out.
Figure it out.
If Fedarian Lowe plays left tackle, please, I'll buy you 10 jerseys.
That's where we're at. That's where we're at. He's the starting left tackle. He wouldn't play on Boston College right now. If you took him out of Foxborough and brought him to Boston College, he would not start.
If you haven't seen a picture of Tony lately, but he's pretty yoked. I would say that Tony playing DN might be able to beat him right now.
Well, listen, my DN skills are nothing to fuck around with. I had a mean fucking swim move to a spin like a Dwight Freeney, but that's neither here nor there. The Chiefs zero
I was
sacks.
Yip and rip.
You do look like a yip and rip type guy. We're going to have our first official Malcolm Go wedding soon. That's amazing.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good for the boys. First official Malcolm Go wedding.
My invite got really lost in the mail. I'm on the Malcolm Go podcast. Never got the invite.
Kind of. I mean, I would call you more of a frequent guest of the Malcolm Go podcast than you would say that you're on the Malcolm Go podcast. But
that's rough. I'm in the Malcolm Go group chat.
Yeah, that's true. You are on the group chat. But so I mean, what else? What did we talk about? We haven't talked since the draft, and it's been Christian Barmore has got
a blood clot
that
is fucking 20 years old.
These are these random these random diseases and things that happen in people's bodies that you'll never know the deal. Like that happened to David Andrews. I don't know where you're getting blood clots from. Is it like a diabetes thing? I don't know. Maybe it is. You don't know if he's going to come back week one or never again. So that's good. It's been just a real roller coaster of an off season since the draft. There really hasn't been much positive. I mean, every time you see reports that Drake May is having a decent practice the next day, they'll be like, okay, he was, couldn't get the pass off. He was a little off target. And then,
he's cooking the Eagles
You're saying he's cooking the Eagles in wide receiver cornerback matchups one-on-one, which the receiver has to win. If you lose it, it's almost an embarrassment because you have the entire field to get open.
With no pass rush to think about.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just happy he's not throwing these bullshit muffins. He's throwing the kid has a rocket.
That's fine. He's going to have to throw 6 seconds early because of fucking. There was a stat the other day that three people did it, so it wasn't just bias. It was 14 completions, 15 sacks in two drives. Patriots versus Eagles in their joint practice. 14 completions and 15 sacks for that's Brissett.
I don't even know how you do that.
That's Brissett with the starting line. And Drake May with the backup line. So it's not like that was just – and that's against probably their backups in second group. You'll see it tomorrow night and when they have their fucking bullshit preseason game. Like I would be surprised. Drake May maybe shouldn't even play tomorrow.
Oh, my God. You guys – oh, yeah. Then you'd be like, how about Bill would have played in the whole half?
Bill would have had an offensive line. And probably Bill wouldn't have drafted.
Bill didn't have an offensive line for 5 years. You remember Marshall Newhouse? He almost got Tom Brady murdered.
Newhouse had Okay, you bring up the one bad name. But he also –
I forgot the offensive line the past 3 years. They were fucking incredible. Last year, they were really good. You guys are blowhards.
He made Trent Brown a star. He did draft Isaiah Trent Wynn Brown. In the first round.
Yeah, Trent Brown stubbed his toe and he wouldn't play. The offensive line stunk.
And I would argue the biggest loss the Patriots have endured since Tom Brady, or even with Tom Brady, is Dante Scarnecchia, because they have lost the ability to draft, trade for, scout offensive line. It used to be their go-to. Like, this was basically where offensive line play was elite at its highest. I mean, a top five offensive line probably for 25 years. And now it's so embarrassingly bad that they can't even... I mean, they're almost like got to be nervous to put Drake May out there.
I mean, that I agree with. The offensive line has stunk for half a decade now. So I wouldn't say that it's Mayo's fault. I wouldn't say that.
You hit on Michael Wenu in the fucking fifth round.
Yeah, the two biggest weaknesses going in were like tackle.
No, your biggest weakness was quarterback. What are you – that kid – I was a Mac Jones savant. Mac Jones fucking
listen, Mac Jones, if you drafted a top tier left, like if you went tackle at number three, like Ty wanted to do, and maybe even still got that kid, Caden Wallace, at third round, and you still had Onwenu, Sidi Sow, and Dave Andrews, you could get fucking 7 wins out of Mac Jones.
Yeah, Cole
what
Strange
if you just flipped?
Cole Strange would be 6 yards in the backfield before the snap was done, so it doesn't matter.
What if they just flip with the Giants? Why didn't they just do that? Take the left tackle, you'd have another second-round pick, and you'd have, the next 2 first-round picks from the Giants who are going to be awful. Daniel Jones is their quarterback. They're going to be bad for a long time. You could potentially have 2 more top 5 picks.
You're not going to get 2 first rounds. They would have given you would have swapped first and gotten their. They had 2.
The main issue
had the 31st pick.
I think the main issue
2 more first for the next couple of years.
They weren't going to give you that ever. You were never going to get that.
You were going to get that's what was on the table in at least next year's minimum.
They had probably didn't they have 2? Didn't they have 2 first? They had the 31st. Regardless, they took the best part. They took Drake May. He's going to be good. He's going to be elite.
Well, he has to be good. And the other thing part about that is there's no good quarterbacks coming out next year that like are
correct.
even on the level of like probably not even on the level of a Bo Nix. So like you're dealing with.
But
like,
what's the difference?
Well, I don't know, because you can get tackles early in the first round every year.
No, but like we're not going to be good next year either.
Okay, then good. You just sit Drake May and then you draft his tackle next year. Joe Alt walks like my grandfather.
He did. He couldn't get up out of that. I'll never forget. He couldn't get up out of that chair. He really couldn't get out of that chair. He might be 6'8", but he couldn't get out of that chair in that fucking draft video. And I saw it. And I was like, well, this guy's got some bad knees. And I don't care what anyone says. He might be elite, but if you bend,
how about my Penn State
tipping.
Boy?
We got your Penn State boy. We got Caden Wallace. He's going to be good. And then May's going to play week 1, and we're going to win 9 games. That's pretty much what's going to happen here.
I've got a problem with left tackle right now. I had tickets to training camp Sunday. I blew it off. I didn't want to see it. I said, I'm not going. It was the season ticket holder. They didn't do it in stadium this year, whatever. They're dialing everything back. I can't give tickets away to like the games. Last year, I sold like Dolphins tickets before the season for like hundreds over their value. I couldn't give away a ticket right now if I wanted
to. Yeah, because Bill tanked the franchise last 2 years, and now we're tanked.
This is why you're a guest of the Malcolm Go podcast. You are the fucking the Felger. The Felger guest.
No, you guys are like the Boston media. They're the only ones saying shit. I blocked them on Twitter. You know why? Because
you sound exactly like them.
I'm gonna see what May does in person tomorrow when he fucking throws for 306 bombs, 6 tutters. We're back.
Right. Jerod Mayo, they have no plan for him. They're gonna be like, because they fucked up week 1 where he should have played probably a half, right?
And then what did they do? They pulled the fans and said, "What do you guys want?"
Exactly what it is. They're like, everyone was like, even the reporters, Mike Reese, like, why is he only playing 7 snaps and you're letting Bailey Zappe play 2.5 quarters, who's not going to be on the team. So now you're basically wasting everyone's time.
So fuck it. Pouring rain. Don't want him to tear his Achilles.
Yeah, that's
never happens. It never happens.
I didn't know
here.
Our third pick in the draft can't play in the rain. So exactly. Maybe we'll have to get another quarterback next year. We'll have a dry quarterback and a wet quarterback.
Like Newman. He's going to be elite. I have no worry. Jacoby Brissett's going to die in the preseason, and then Drake May's going to come in and tread.
Here's what I'm saying is that even Jacoby Brissett, he gets hurt because of these stupid linemen. You put in Joe Milton. Don't even put Drake in behind this offensive
line.
Stop.
You guys are so out of touch. You guys are so out of touch with football.
Let him fucking swing the pill.
I watched Joe Milton at Michigan, and then Tennessee fucking stink. And everybody knows he stinks, but for some reason, Patriots fans are like, that might be the future. He stinks. He's bad at quarterback.
You weren't around for Michael Bishop. It's that exact same feeling. He was drafted out of Kansas State like a year before they drafted Tom Brady. And everyone was like, this fucking guy's taking Bledsoe's job. They gave Bledsoe like $100 million, but they were like, oh my God. It was Michael Vick, like before Michael Vick was that great. So it was like he came out, he was running all over the place. He fucking threw the ball a country mile. But he was dog shit. He couldn't throw it to anyone. So they just used to use him on Hail Marys. Drew Bledsoe had one of the strongest arms probably in NFL history, and they still used Michael Bishop on Hail Marys. That's how strong his arm was. He did have a decent future in NFL Europe, I believe. But
Joe Milton has
that's what
no
Joe
chance.
Milton kind of reminds me of. I feel like Joe Milton, his arm alone is just hilarious to watch. Like he's a circus. Like anytime he goes back, he takes one look and then he sprints around. He's faster and bigger than everyone. He's very Cam Newton-esque.
He's ideal emergency quarterback.
Oh yeah.
Like your first two go down and then you just have a guy who can throw it a mile and run all over the field. Like doesn't care about the playbook.
Has zero football instincts, has no idea how to read a defense. Just fucking go out there, pretend you're in your fucking a farm in Tennessee, wherever you're from, and just go out there and fucking sprint and hurdle guys.
Yeah. Just stiff arm a cornerback to the ground as you run in for a touchdown and just get the team fired up. That's what you want in an emergency quarterback. Like you don't want Bailey Zappi.
It's like having like 80% or like 70% of prime Cam Newton. You know what I mean? Not prime. I should say
are you
prime.
Crazy?
Cam Newton
mean,
could
70%?
Throw. Well, Cam Newton could never really throw on target. He was just like, you know, I mean, he was okay as a thrower. Sure, he won an MVP and he had like a couple good years. But like he could always run over guys and like hurdle and like make fun plays. That's kind of where we're at. I'd want that. As that as my third quarterback is perfectly fine with me. And maybe even just bring him in for Brissett.
Drake May ran a 4.640 and Joe Milton ran a 4.53. Drake can move. He can move,
but he doesn't have the Cam Newton build of a Joe Milton. Joe Milton
He's
is,
not black. I get it. Well,
that
what
had
saying.
Nothing to do with it, but I mean, are you saying that they have extra muscles or bones in their ankles? I don't get what you're getting at.
I'm not saying that is medically proven. I'm no doctor, but that's I read about that.
That sounds like what do you call it? QAnon. It's a QAnon theory. Who knows? I mean, I don't like that way we're headed, I'll be honest. I mean, there's too much fucking happiness down there, and they look like shit. I mean, the offense hasn't done anything. They're installing a new offense, new coaching staff. There's six dozen coaches. There's more coaches than players now. I don't know what everybody's doing.
They're all former players.
I think the defense is going to be worse.
Definitely is now. I mean, now, fucking, first of all, they're blitzing the Carolina Panthers in preseason game one, but what are you doing? We're showing our blitzes to fucking the backup Carolina Panthers who
the
sat
whole world
65 guys
the Patriots for 30 years. It's not that much.
Know.
It's going to be the same exact scheme the Patriots have run for 30 years.
Except they lost Barmore and Judon.
Yeah, Barmore was a Judon's. Last year. Yeah, Judon's. Judon.
Was it though?
You know,
I mean,
he was hurt.
September Judon. Listen, he was starting to become a little bit of a diva. I mean, he's a good team player and everyone loves him. But like, he's kind of like a fucking. I don't know. He'll get like four sacks one game, disappear for four. And then kind of be done by December. That's why we call
you
him
still have
you
Uche. Do need,
That's why
you
we call
need
him September
guy,
Judon.
Uche is bad, by the way.
Yeah, he's
I
bad,
think we know
but
that.
He was.
He
that,
signed
that was
a one year, like $3 million. No,
was he bad?
For $3 million.
Is he bad? Because if you look at his stats, he's statistically not bad. He's
no,
good.
Here's the thing with him. He needs elite pass rusher on the other side of him.
Yeah,
he was great.
Keon White.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Keon White is not a power speed rusher like Judon. I mean, Uche has zero, like, moves except speed. He's pure speed. If he gets off the ball fast, he's good. But without
who's
Judon,
the young kid that's awesome in camp? Like, it starts with a Z or an X?
Oh, Zymony? I don't know how you say it. He's not young, but
that guy, they love him.
Yeah, he was a he's like an – he played for the Giants already. I don't even know what he does. He's
he
outside
beat out
edge.
Uche.
No, he's not going to beat out Uche. Uche got some money. He's going to be your third down specialist rusher. Keon White's never going to come off the field. You still got fucking that fucking
Dietrich Wise.
Yeah, that albatross Dietrich Wise.
No, but there's a stud in Anthony Jennings.
But Anthony Jennings isn't a pass rusher. He's your classic Patriot edge setter. He's literally, I mean, after what I saw last season, I'm ready to put him up there with the big boys, with the Mike Vrabel,
Roosevelt Colvin,
with the Roosevelt Colvins, the Mike Vrabels, the who's Dinkovich. That other that white guy we had for like a couple Super Bowl runs? I can't even remember his name. He had an Ohio tattoo on his arm. His name was like Todd. It was like most just like white guy in Ohio names like Todd Stevens, whatever. But he was on there. Just elite Patriot edge setter. No glitz, no glamour. Just set the edge, do your job. You know, bring your lunch pail type guy. He's Anthony
country
Jennings,
strong.
Yeah. Anthony Jennings has molded himself into elite edge setting Patriot lore.
The defense will be fine. You just need the offensive line to be average.
Here's where I stand. Let me tell you where I stand on defense. Okay. I think cornerback one is basically the only position that if they go down for the year, you're like completely basically fucked. So if you lost Gonzalez, yes, this defense would be a lot worse. But you lose Judon, okay. You lose Barmore, okay. It still sucks. But like you could replace their statistical value
and yes.
with 80, you know, an 80% efficiency by plugging in someone that's, you know, knows what they're doing. If you can put in Equali and you can put in anybody else, I mean, not anybody else, but Equali with a little pass rush, you can still use, you know, Godshaw up the middle. And then you put in fucking Anthony Jennings or Keon White. I mean, there's not going to be too big of a drop off. Where it starts to drop off is like with Uche, he'll be worse. Obviously, like Equali won't be as good. Whoever else is going to be, like, Dietrich Wise won't be as effective because it's not going to be as many double teams. And fucking maybe what's-his-face Bentley won't be as effective. But there's a little trickle down. But I think whereas if you didn't have a quarterback, you're kind of fucked. And if you didn't have cornerback one, you're fucked. So, like, it's – I don't know. I think you can hide it a little bit more on defensive line.
We don't have a lot of, like – great players. We have just a bunch of like okay guys.
Yeah, but all our great Judon players great are on player. Defense. Yeah, so it's like Jabril Peppers, Gonzalez. Obviously, you got Barmore who's hurt. Duggar.
Duggar might be our best defender.
Yeah, him and Peppers are definitely up there. I love Peppers. Peppers, like, he's the energy that we need. He's just the type of guy that I require as a Patriot secondary player.
That hit in practice was awesome.
He rules.
That's my jersey bet, by the way. KP's lost. KP had Drake May starting game one. I said, I'll jersey bet you. And I think I'm going throwback Pepe.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be pretty fucked on that fast, and I'm praying for a Jacoby Brissett injury.
I have a closet. I'm going to have a closet of safety jerseys. I became a no jersey guy after Tom Brady left and then immediately bought a Kyle Duggar jersey. And then now I want a Jabril Peppers one. I might be solely a jersey guy now.
We need to talk about Tom Brady. He's got to stop. We can't have him vlogging. I can't.
I haven't watched it. I'm not for the vlog. I don't know what he's trying to do. Why is he doing? Like, he doesn't need to be doing that. He can't just.
I mean, I'm not watching it ever. It'll just tarnish him. I want to remember as like him as like badass Tom Scuba Tommy. I don't want to remember him as vlogging Tommy.
What's he doing? Like diving, like and with fish. Like he's like, I don't want to see him like hanging around rich people. I want him to be fucking gritty again. I don't want him to just be jet skiing with rich people and watching it. It's not fun for me. It's fun for me to watch him in the gym. I like to see him in the gym with a Super Bowl clock over his closet door.
I don't need to see him walking out to a concert with Morgan Wallen. Like, that's not fun for me. That's not my Tom Brady.
Especially not in a Raiders hat.
Yeah, that was the whole thing's just unbearable. I just would like him to disappear and do his radio stuff.
You can do, you know, he'd do his Patriots, the NFL, whatever the fuck he's got to do, the color commentary, and then he can just, I don't know. These people get addicted to the fame, and he's trying to figure out all these things to do, and he's probably so bored because he probably used to just fucking work out and study tape 8 hours a day, and now he's like, what else am I going to do? I might as well vlog this yacht trip. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, but Tony's already
all of his girlfriends are probably influencers anyway. So he's trying to just keep up with all the girls, all the broads he's got around.
Enough.
I'll tell you what, Drake May's never going to be like that. He's a one-woman man. That's what I respect.
That's right.
A high school sweetheart, one woman man.
Drake May's gonna be awesome. I just hope they block some.
I just love how big country he is. Every time he talks, I'm like, I just want to just put on a cowboy hat and start shooting like Yosemite Sam.
He's a good old country boy.
Very
y'all,
good.
Well, I think we had a great practice. We get in there, watch the tape, and God bless.
Yeah, God bless. God bless. Made me a country boy. What's a stupid song? Man, 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 a country boy. Can't even think of it.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Here you go. So, what
John Denver?
It's not John Denver, is it?
Yeah, of course it is.
I don't know. I'm from the north. What else have we said? I mean, Bill Belichick's got 100 TV shows now. The fucking
he's got a Twitter.
You know what the best
about his girlfriend yet? Did we talk about his girlfriend? 24-year-old girlfriend.
I mean, yeah, I think we talked about it, but like. I think we need to ignore that. I think there's an investigation going on. Like, I don't know.
Not an investigation. She's a Bridgewater Bear. She's the finest.
Yeah, she went to Bridgewater State. He picks him where he wants. You know what I mean? I love that the Ring camera was him leaving her house, too. You could just tell it was just some regular fucking condo. Like, she probably had, like, her drunk girlfriends on the fucking, on the Bob's Furniture couch she has.
Yeah, it Not feels very Duxbury.
Yeah. Like, I love everything about
it. 2 blocks in from the ocean, too. Like, Bill, like, just has probably, like, a few hundred million, and he's not even on the ocean. He's a couple blocks in.
That wasn't his house. There's no way that was his house. He's on.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he was in her shitty studio apartment. Yeah.
No, like, how do you not just immediately just get her, like, here's an Airbnb. Just go over here. It's on the water.
Can we make sure it doesn't have a Ring camera, too, also, by the way? Like, nobody. Yeah,
that was great.
He's the most barrel-chested man of all time just coming out of there. All fucking just all man. Fucking guy's got 8 Super Bowls, a yacht, and literally, like you said, probably 200 million. And, like, a fucking library named after him at the Naval Academy. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to fuck this broad real quick. And then no one will know. And now he's like.
And then he fell in love with her. Yeah, he fell in love with her.
It's a psychotic move. I still follow Linda on Instagram. And she's, you know, she's living her best life. She's like, she got her old lady life going on. Like, you know, hanging out with, like, all the old ladies on Nantucket. And I'm just like.
I'll say this.
You know what she says? Her daughters are probably younger than this girl. I mean, older than this girl. There must be the conversations at the house that Bill definitely bought for them must be just out of this world.
But Linda's not his kid's mother, right?
No.
But she has 2 daughters that are twins, and they're probably, if not older, the same age as Bill's new girlfriend. So you know they're like
but
the
they're
daughters.
Not Bill's either.
No, they're not Bill's. So they're so probably like, he was probably.
I mean, she's a twice divorced. Who is Linda?
There's nothing to put on there. I just love to hear the stories.
No, don't come at Linda. I'm a Linda guy.
What's the Patriots at Linda?
Went downhill when we ran Linda off. We ran Linda off and went downhill.
I think Linda is better looking than his new current girlfriend.
Oh, stop.
The new girlfriend, her talent level is low, boys. I mean, it's crazy.
She's not Bill Belichick level. The man's sure he's 80, but he's fucking got 8 Super Bowl rings. He can do whatever.
Are you guys assholes? Like he's dating her for her brains.
Yeah, he's dating her for her brains.
She, for sure.
She was a dance major or whatever. Didn't they bond
no,
over
philosophy?
Like, yeah,
they bonded over some philosophy.
Hey, you hear this one by Plato? They're fucking sitting coach on like fucking Frontier Airlines. It's insane to me. Yes, I'm sure she was just quoting the scripture of fucking Aristotle
And she's probably breaking down. She's probably breaking down the 3-4 defense or that. Something I mean, about the special teams.
She was talking about blitzing the blindside corner on third and long. Forget about it.
Maybe she was talking about Bridgewater's zone blitzing scheme. We had a nice zone blitzing scheme.
You know what? I feel like I'm partly an alum of Bridgewater State because I am an alumnus of Chris Slade football camp, and I had to stay there for a whole week. So we might have stayed in the same dorm. How many dorms?
You're far. You're far older than she is. Far
I'm talking
older.
About me and Ty.
Oh,
and I was fucking 9 at the time, wherever I was. But how many dorms are at Bridgewater State, Ty?
There's plenty.
Was there?
You're probably in Shea Durgan though, if I had to guess.
I don't know. It was like a 3-story sucker. Everybody shared these giant bathrooms, and I had the room was about the size of my current bathroom. That's all I remember. And I stayed in there with a boy from Norwood. Oh, it was a chatterbox at night.
Peace what, out. Open showers. That's lit.
Yeah, no, I don't mind that at all.
Is there a bright side to this season?
Yeah, all 1 o'clock games. I love that for me.
The AFC East is going to stink. That's a bright side.
I keep saying that. The Miami's going to be good.
The
Bills
Jets
are going to be good.
They're going to be really good.
They're all going to be good.
Why are the Jets?
The Dolphins
are going to
be bad.
Why are the Jets going to be good?
Because they lost their whole roster.
Yeah, they lost everyone's hurt.
Yeah, they lost all their. They lost like every one of their like decent offensive linemen. Defense. Yeah, and they had to overpay for all free agents. Yeah, they had one of the worst off seasons.
Name the Bills' best. Name the Bills' best receiver right now.
Does it matter? Tom Brady won with a bunch of bums.
Yeah, okay, Josh Allen. Josh Allen is not Tom Brady.
Josh Allen
Their
is
tight ends are going to be beasts.
Yeah, and Josh Allen is a good quarterback. He can run around and be creative and throw. And they got the first round kid from Florida State, who I don't think is very good.
Oh, yeah, Keon Coleman. He can't talk.
And by the way, yes, exactly.
Illiterate.
Illiterate. And I don't think it's charming that he's a moron. Like they're like, how funny. He doesn't know how to sign a contract. They're like, what do you say? Do I sign my whole name?
Do I sign it like an autograph? Do I sign it like I'm doing an autograph?
You write an X like a fucking pirate. What are you talking about? Yes, of course. That happened to me. I had that same exact conversation, by the way, in, I think, the fifth grade. My mom let me buy, she gave me a credit card or debit card, whatever it was, to buy a hat, because I was a hat boy. I still am a hat boy. And I went to Lids, and I got it, and they give you the receipt, and they say, sign it. And I say, do you sign with your whole name? Because I was in, like, fifth grade. I just thought you wrote Tony on it, and that was fine. And obviously, you can do whatever you want.
Doesn't matter.
But that exact conversation Keon Coleman had with his agent or whoever, the GM of the Bills, whoever it was, I had in the fifth grade. So
yeah, he stinks. He's going to be bad. They were like, he's struggling to understand the playbook. I was like, yeah, I don't know if he could read. I don't.
Certainly on the outer edge of being literate, I would say.
But we also, the Patriots draft literate men like Javon Baker. He's literate.
He looks really good, and so does Polk. Polk's hands. I think Polk is going to be. For some reason, I think Javon Baker has. I don't even know how to say it. You say Javon or Javon? Javon? I don't know how they say it, but whatever. I think he's got a higher bright side, like more. Like he's going to be explosive, but I feel like
he's big,
a really explosive receiver. Like he'll be like the top end wide receiver one type guy. Like I just feel like he's like a 1,500 yard. Receiver guy just waiting to happen.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones. Which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And then Polk, I think, is just going to be a steady 1,000-yard Heinz Ward type. You know what I mean? Just strong hands, always open. Not even like Edelman, not shifty like Edelman, just like strong, sturdy, always open. Hands don't fucking fail you ever. You know, have like Gronkowski type hands.
I didn't realize Baker was so big. He's a big boy.
He was, him and Drake May knew each other. They were both recruited to Alabama and they were like practicing. Drake obviously decommitted or whatever, and then went to UNC, and then Baker didn't do shit at Alabama, so he went to UCF. But they were like practicing together 5 years ago, which is weird. But
you still have Pop too. The offense has a chance to be solid. They have a chance.
Pop, I don't think. I mean, again, he is the best player on the offense by wide margin. I would say playmaker. Anyway, he is like uncoverable in practice. Always open. If you can keep him healthy in his 5'8 frame or whatever he is, I mean, he's your best receiver by far. I mean, he's just a touchdown waiting to happen at all times. And you forget, you still got Marcus Jones you can throw in there for funsies.
I was about to say the same thing. I think we had fun with the punt return, and that might be it. I think that might be the end of his
offensive fun.
Why? Yeah, I think because it was like so fluky, and then he just like got hurt, and then the punt return happened.
He had like that huge touchdown against Buffalo. He scored on offense twice.
And then like last year, that was 2 years ago, by the way.
No, he got hurt.
That's what I'm saying. So like, I think it's dead. I think that whole experiment died.
Maybe because Bill and Patricia and everybody's gone. But I mean, he's still a weapon you could utilize if you wanted to. I mean,
you got Ty's boy Gibson.
Gibson's going to be a nice addition. We haven't had a running back like that in a while.
Whoever can catch the ball like immediately on dump offs is going to be really valuable for the Patriots, because they're going to be a ton of drop dump offs because everyone's going to be fucking blitzing the shit out of them because the offensive line can't block and wide receivers won't be able to get open that fast. So Gibson and Ramondre are going to have so many catches this year. They might not have a ton of yards, but they're going to get the ball a shit ton.
I just think the offensive line is going to be better than we think. I just think they're going to be like, all right, Lowe, you're out. Wallace, we're just going to throw you at left tackle, and I think he's going to be fine.
Why would you think that? In what way?
Because I think he's good. I think he's good. I think he's a rookie, and I think he's good.
Like an undersized rookie who played right tackle in college.
He played left tackle. He played left tackle and right tackle in college.
Never played left tackle. He played every single snap at right tackle, I'm pretty sure.
Actually. Good. And he was fucking and he's undersized. He's 6'5", 330 pounds. Shut up. You uneducated. Uneducated. Uneducated Boston media.
6'5", 313. That's a decent size. But he was
no shit. That's decent size.
313 is not that big for left tackle.
No. Not at 6'5". I mean he's not a muscular 313. I mean he's a round 313. He's like a
We're talking about a dude that is 6'5".
I don't know about that. Michael Wenu, yeah, he's shorter too. I think he's more like a 6'2" guy. He's 350, 6'3". So yeah, he's guard.
He's a monster.
I mean, he's built, but he's just quick on his feet.
I don't think left tackle is going to be the issue. You put or whatever. I think Wallace will be fine. I think wherever he plays, he'll be fine.
You're telling him that he doesn't even play there. He doesn't even play left tackle.
No, I'm saying I meant to say wait, the right
who's
side,
playing right tackle.
No, he will. He'll play right
Chuck
tackle.
Chuck whatever his name is, the guy they got from the Steelers. They got cut mid off season. The Patriots picked him up. Be like, you're starting now.
So Wallace,
the Patriot way. What are we talking about? That's what we've done for 5 years, and you guys never. No. You guys are like, yeah, no, this guy has a chance to be good. Yeah, he has a chance because Bill did it.
No, Patriots didn't just pick up cut players in like June and say you're a starter. That's not what happened.
Bill,
he went
Belichick
out and scouted guys. And picked him up in free agency, not just guys off the street, except for like Deion Lewis, where he got to like a futures contract. That's a whole like a different scenario.
And Vidarian Love, who Bill Belichick signed. What are we talking about?
Traded for, number one.
Even more.
Vidarian Love had high marks when he was traded here. Everyone was amped on.
Well, but that was like a 6th-round pick.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I think it might have been 7th.
Oh, good. It's going well. Drake May's going to fucking, both of our quarterbacks are going to die tomorrow. I'm going to have to watch Joe Milton for 18 weeks.
Stan, listen, Joe Milton's going to make these 1 o'clock games are going to be elite. I don't care what you guys say.
This podcast likes Bazooka Joe.
I'm here for the fun.
I'm anti-Bazooka Joe. I want that out there right now.
Listen, I've been waiting 24 years to go back to the 1 o'clock schedule. I mean, as a season ticket holder. The 1 o'clock schedule can't be beaten. You're fucking buzzed by 10:30 a.m. You're drunk by 10:50. Then you're eating. You're in the game. You're home in your bed by 4 p.m. 4:30. Probably not 4:30. Maybe call it 6. You're there by halftime of the second game, enjoying the second half, and then you're going right into Sunday night football from the comfort of your Saugus home.
I just don't think they're
still
gonna
buzzed.
Be, I think they're going to be better.
Home.
They're going to be better than we think.
Whatever. It's not going to affect it.
Who's going to be better at what?
Drake May should not see the field.
I mean, they're not
right
going to win.
He should not see the field until at minimum after the bye. And at minimum after London. And in my opinion, after the bye. So I don't think he should play at all until like week 15, whatever that is. But I could see them playing him after London.
We've got a severe issue. I just looked at the schedule. I'm going to take back most of the things I said. I don't know that when they win.
Yeah, that's what I said. They have a gauntlet of teams. Like they're playing
at
all
the Bengals.
Best. Yeah, well, that's week one, right? And then they get Seattle. Yeah. They might be able to win that.
Well, it's good because we're going to San Francisco. So that should be a...
Yeah, then you get it comes off, you get Miami at home, then the Texans at home, and then you get to play Mac Jones.
Oh, sick. Imagine if Mac starts, that'd be elite.
The Vikings are about to go get Mac and make him the starter.
Ah, that's perfect for him in a dome. Mac fucking belongs, dude. In a fucking dome.
He'd probably be elite.
Yeah, somebody be blowing from the stands and his fucking ball would be fluttering.
All right, schedule.
You guys left the ceiling fans on.
Yeah. We can't exactly. They can't pump in noise to fucking the Viking Stadium because the fucking vibrations flutters his ball.
Jesus.
I mean, that was a disaster. Looking back on that, you're like, okay, I mean, no, it's so funny how you can talk yourself into being like, this guy's going to be great because he's a winner. He just knows where to throw the ball. And then I remember just looking at his film. I was like, those balls don't look to be going too fast. I should have made more of that. And I didn't. And I'm very upset at myself for it.
Well, Drake May has a absolute shit rocket on his arm. Kid throws BB. Like, it went through Rieger's hands. It should have been caught. The one ball that got me, like, was sick. That was a bullet. We haven't seen that since Brady.
I don't know what you're talking about. Was that a preseason throw?
Are you talking about one of his
three throws? He threw it through. It hit Rieger in his mittens, and of course he missed it. It was a little high, but.
Yeah, I mean, it was raining too, so I guess a lot of the balls were going high. Jacoby Brissett looked like dog shit, by the way.
The guy stinks. He has a wet noodle for an arm.
Yeah, he can throw it. He's got plenty of arm. He can, you know, I mean, he's not going to throw for fucking 600 yards in a game, but I mean, he can get you 300. He can win games. Ramondre Stevenson looks good. Fucking, I mean, I'm sure Hunter Henry will be just, you know, his classic self. I have a lot of, you know, I don't know. In my brain, I have a lot of hope for Jaheim Bell. I don't know why I do, but I feel like he's going to be a decent addition. Even if he's like.
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. I think the kid, who'd they get? This Austin Hooper. I think he'll be fine. I mean, they just have a lot of middling. Average guys. It's just, I don't know. It's going to be a grind this season, boys. I think we'll be mock drafting by late October, if we're being honest.
I don't know. I think they'll be better. The defense will keep them in games, and we'll see if Brissett or May can win one.
If they don't get rolled over every single game, that'll be fun. Like, I would love them to win, like, I mean, let's put it this way. And how bad would it have to be for them to fire Mayo year one and hire Vrabel year two?
They're not firing him. They're not doing that.
0-14?
0-14 does it. Completely shut out, 0-14.
You'd have to not win till we, yeah. But they wouldn't some even shit be, like that.
They might not even be in games. They'd have to not be in games at 0-14.
I don't know. I mean, the fucking Raiders have been dog shit for 30 years, and they were like, year one, let's get rid of fucking McDaniels. They just, like, couldn't, like, they had to pay him out, like, $100 million, and they're like, fuck this, I don't care.
Because all the players were like, this guy is the worst person of all time.
I don't understand how I don't know what it is about him that he fucking rubs people the wrong way so much. How can he
I think he's a cocksucker. It's just like Patricia went to Detroit and they said the same thing. They tried to be Bill, but they're not Bill.
Everyone gets so mad that he's like, you know, they're all wanting to be Bill. But then he had a second chance and said he was like literally not going to try and do that. And still, fucking, they just erupt on it. It was a mutiny. I don't know.
No, we got something to talk about. They offered Ayuk like to be the richest man on the planet, and he was like, "Yeah, I certainly don't want to go to New England. That doesn't sound fun."
Well, what's the? I mean, tell me right now where Ayuk helps this team, because what is he going to do that makes you not get sacked 15
you were
times
gonna,
in practice?
You were just going to get rid of Kendrick Bourne. That was all you were going to do.
You weren't. Oh, he was a Kendrick Bourne in $1 billion, and probably your second round draft pick.
Whatever
on a rebuilding team, on a rebuilding team that needs offensive linemen. If that was,
I just
Trent
don't
Williams,
understand
all in. If that was Trent,
that's
Williams.
What I'm saying. Like it, San Francisco, Detroit. We talked about it all last year. They laid the blueprint on how to build a team, and then you get the quarterback last. Instead, we go out and get the quarterback first, and we're going to lose a million games. He's going to get destroyed. He's going to lose his confidence. It's all gonna fall apart.
I don't know. Buffalo.
Neither of those teams. Yeah. Most teams do it this way.
Buffalo.
Green Bay.
Buffalo hasn't made a conference finals game.
Yeah, dude. You're talking. Detroit is the most irrelevant team ever. Detroit is so irrelevant.
One of the better teams in the league right now. They just made the.
They had one good year.
Buffalo
did it.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Buffalo went to the AFC Championship game like 2 years ago.
This is Green Bay. Green Bay took the quarterback and just let him sit.
No, like, I don't think they did. Cincinnati was there. Josh Allen made a conference.
Yeah, Cincinnati. There's another good one. Cincinnati
made the year.
Joe Burrow.
Oh, Joe Burrow, but that team, yeah, they put Joe Burrow on a team. They didn't have much offensive line. They had a good defense, and they had T. Higgins already. Then they drafted Ja'Marr Chase, the year after? So, I mean, they were pretty good.
Or did they were like a five-win team. What are we talking about? They had the number one overall pick.
He's like tough as nails. Like he's like a dog. Like you have to be like real, like have a real attitude about you.
You don't think Drake May? I think Drake May has exactly that.
I've never seen him in a game situation.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
If we drafted a guy as good as Joe Burrow, then I'm fine.
We're set.
Yeah. Yes,
we are set.
All right. This is easy.
I fucking don't
know. He's not, the guy's not gritty.
I would take Burrow over Mahomes. Is that a hot take? I would take Burrow right now over Mahomes and Josh Allen.
I love Joe Burrow.
I love Burrow too. He's just hurt.
People act like, he just hurt. Last year was the only year he's got hurt, and everyone wrote him off like he doesn't exist anymore. Burrow's going to be awesome.
Burrow is awesome. I think Drake May is going to be awesome too.
Just with a terrible fight. Like, Cincinnati should never be involved in sporting events. You know what I mean? Like, there shouldn't be a Cincinnati in playoffs contention in any sport.
Have you guys watched the Pete Rose documentary yet?
Okay, I can't do it. It's
the greatest thing of all time. Pete Rose is
self-produced?
Man. It's like an HBO doc about like him trying to get back in the Hall of Fame, but he's doing a lot of interviews and like they film him a lot, and then they like film other people that don't like him too. Like, it's a good documentary.
The guy is just awesome. He's a psychotic guy. He wears his flat brim.
He's
hat.
Weird.
He makes all his money just signing autographs constantly.
He annihilates a guy in the All-Star, a catcher in the All-Star game. He runs him over for the game-winning run. And it was like his good friend. The guy, he ended his career.
He's Charlie Hustle. He's fucking Charlie Hustle.
He's the best guy ever.
Yeah. Another team. Houston.
Winning's not the only – winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. What a line.
Houston took the quarterback last year on a pretty bad team, and they were good.
Yeah. Rookie. That's like literally the – lightning in a bottle thing we're hoping for is that like we just pluck a quarterback third overall and he's as good as CJ Stroud and a rookie coach D'Amico Ryans. That's like literally what they're hoping for. Problem, you know.
And I mean, CJ Stroud's high on Mac. I mean, or May.
You know
God.
What's ironic too is that the guy that built the Houston Texans is fucking a Patriot, Nick Caserio. He should be our fucking GM, by the way. I bet you he will be the GM of the New England Patriots within the next 10 years, if I had to guess. Unless he fucking starts winning a couple dozen Super Bowls with Houston.
Does anyone want to work for Kraft anymore?
I don't know. He thinks he's...
Gerard Mayo.
That's the other thing. Is like I still think that if Bob Kraft didn't want the Miami lawsuit that Brian Flores got and like the heat of... from his homeboys like Meek Mill and Jay-Z, and he thinks he's king of hip-hop now. So, like, I think that if he fired or didn't hire the black coach that he said he was promised it to hire this white Vrabel, even though he's clearly a better coach with more experience, I just don't think he wanted that heat. I think he thought you definitely probably would have got sued. But, I mean, you would have had a better coach.
What are we talking about?
Well, it's also why you don't just name – you don't give a defensive coordinator or, like, a defensive assistant coordinator, like, a contract that says you're going to be a head coach in 2 years probably. You don't give him that deal because you don't know what's going to happen. Like, you don't know what one of the best coaches in the league is going to come available who would love to coach here.
His fucking football team. That
one of the best coaches in the
league. Are we fucking crazy? They stink.
Telling me Mike Vrabel didn't bring Ryan Tannehill to an AFC Championship game?
And what did he do after that? He had one good year. He had lightning
after
in the bottle.
What are we talking about? We're talking about a team that is consistently with their talent overperforms. That's what a good coach does. He takes
what are
a team
talking
back
about?
Team.
He ended Tom Brady's career in New England in Gillette Stadium. In a playoff.
You guys are like, so...
I don't think you realize...
Tannehill with a bad... like, what do you expect? He can't also play quarterback.
Tannehill beat fucking New England when he was in Miami. So, whatever. He went 6-11 last year. 7-10 before that.
There's been so many dog shit quarterbacks for Miami. Jay Fiedler. Fuck, do you remember how many bad quarterbacks there were in the Miami Dolphins that beat the Patriots? I think Fiedler... beat the 14-1 New England Patriots that went on to win the Super Bowl and didn't like weren't trailing in a game for like literally months.
I'm just not that Nagy Mayo yet. I'm just not that like I don't. No, the guy hasn't even coached yet.
He has coached and he blew the first preseason game. By making Bailey Zappi play the whole game.
Yeah,
the guy that's
Bailey.
Not
Bailey went out and got a dub. That was a big part of the game. We're forgetting that. The win was the important part.
It's almost like, I mean, it's not, the problem is it's not even like a quarterback battle. Like if you were putting, like if that was like the Cam Newton and Mac Jones, right? And they were fighting for the starting spot and you played Cam Newton for one series and Mac Jones for one series and then played like fucking whoever the third quarterback was then, Damon Heward, a name from 2004. Like it makes no sense that you're not like it's a competition. These guys need to learn. Drake May needs to get live action in an NFL game, and you're playing Bailey Zappe, a guy that's going to be playing for the fucking Lions in 2 weeks.
You're telling me that if Drake May doesn't go out there tomorrow night, Brissett struggles and May goes out there and shreds it, it doesn't become a little bit of a competition?
I think there's zero. No, I don't think there's even a little competition. Unless the fucking offensive line starts to get better. They're literally, I mean, at this point, like fucking Jacoby Brissett is just, he's the front lines at this point. He's like literally, he's heading up Normandy right now. He's the guy on the boat when the fucking thing goes down. You know what I mean? They're like, they're giving the pump up speech. They're giving the pump up speech. Like, we're going to be fine. We're going to definitely take this beach. We're going to do everything in our power, God willing. And the fucking door comes down and the bullet just rips off guy's forehead.
Yeah. By week six, he's going, where's the bombing campaign? You're the leader of the fucking
You said the Air Force would be here in minutes. Seconds.
There's no cannon fodder. Jesus Christ.
Fucking no I'm arms. Up, Andre. No arms. The fucking medics running in. Putting the wrapping his leg, trying more morphine, handing over more morphine, tourniquets on his leg.
Yeah. The entire sidelines covered in blood. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Drake May sitting there, happy as a clam, because he's the fucking governor's son. You know what I mean? He's over there in the corner. He was born to a wealthy blue blood family. Leave him alone. Keep his jersey clean, and you know, send Jacoby out there. He'll take the hits. You know, he'll be a hero. He'll be a hero. Don't worry about it. We'll make sure everyone remembers.
I just can't believe that we're walking into a season with no clue who either one of the tackles is going to be.
No, it's not even no clue. They're like, maybe this guy works. Nope, he sucks too. Maybe it's literally like just rolling the dice that like maybe a guy can be an NFL left tackle, which is probably one of the hardest jobs in all of sports. Be NFL
or right tackle.
Yeah, any tackle. I mean, they have like five guys and not one of them is good enough to be a tackle in the NFL right now. The best one is your starting guard, basically. So you could probably put Mike Owenu at left tackle and be somewhat okay. But then you're like, I don't know why we just gave him all this money to like play right tackle. And he was a right guard in college, but fuck it. We'll play him at left tackle because he's the only one capable of doing any blocking. You're this close to doing that. Probably being like, fuck it. Just put the best player we have in the hardest position and see how he does. Because this guy, Chukwuemefor, whatever his name is no good. Keaton Wallace ain't ready yet. Vidarian Lowe, I know, is dog shit. Like, he shouldn't even be on the team. Like I said, if he could start for Boston College, I'd be fucking surprised. Who else do you got? There's got to be a fourth guy there that's dog shit. Wasn't there a second guy they traded for last year, Tyrone Wheatley? Does he even play?
I think he's gone.
I don't think so. I think
I just don't know how this happened.
Disintegrated. Like, Isaiah Wynn didn't hit, right? So, like, they went, I mean, where did they go? Like, from 94 to 2000 and basically 22 with elite left tackle play? Bruce Armstrong, Matt Light, Solder. And then they went to fucking, who was after that? I mean, Trent Brown stuck in for a couple seasons, and then they went to fucking
Trent Brown was good.
That's what I'm saying. They got to Trent Brown, won the Super Bowl in 2018, and then they fell to and then Isaiah Wynn took over, was a failure, and they haven't been able to they literally went nearly 30 years, nearly 30 years with elite left tackle play.
But like we're acting like we wouldn't take Win right now in a heartbeat to play left tackle starter. Like he did when he was
immediate,
here.
Immediate starter. I mean, legitimate immediate starter.
I'm certain he's available.
He's
a starting left guard for your Dolphins, Miami right? Dolphins.
Does he start, though? But I thought he was a backup.
Yeah, no, he's a backup. He's
played all last year, 100%. He played every game.
Put him at left tackle.
He was, like, solid.
He was never supposed to be a tackle, which is part of the problem with him. Like, he was like, everyone was like, he's going to be a guard. He's going to be a guard. And Bill was like, nah, fuck it. He's a tackle. I said so.
And he was not great, but he was fine. Like, he was like, whatever, middle third.
But the whole thing with him was he was supposed to be the quick guy on his feet because they were changing to the new offense with, like, the fucking this new offense they're doing right now with Van Pelt. So maybe he would work at left tackle right now. That's the whole reason they have Cole Strange. The whole reason they drafted Isaiah Wynn is because they were going to this fucking zone running scheme.
That was a fucking rough one, huh? Is Cole Strange even practicing? What's up with that guy?
He's hurt. He, like, blew his knee out.
He's hurt. Yeah, he's very hurt.
Not great.
I don't know if he even will play at all this year. If he does, it won't be till later in the year. And again, he's a
left
guard.
Fucking...
Who's your?
This is dire.
That might have been a terrible pick. That might have been a terrible. You're taking a reach left guard in the first round is maybe a reach. I'm gonna say maybe a mistake on Bill's part. I'm not 100%. Maybe a reach.
Yeah, didn't he follow that up right then with taking Thornton? No, that was the next year. Sorry,
no, it might have been the
Thornton's
same year.
Thornton's panning out. That's a good one too.
He put on like 15 pounds. He looks pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. He's gonna make the team.
Shut up.
Oh, we didn't get to talk about Juju getting cut.
We need whatever.
Praise
what's there to
the
talk
Lord.
About? Yeah, another good signing. Nailed that one. Him and John.
I'm not all in. That was. I don't think that was a Belichick fucking signing. I think that was that Grow guy because he was.
I hate it here.
Citing.
That guy, Bill. When Bill makes a good signing, he's a GM, good pick. And when he makes a bad one, you know, I don't think he was behind it. You know,
why
I don't
do
think
pay
that
the
was
scouts.
Him.
I mean, they got scout. Yeah, he, no,
I fucking
he
hate it.
Here
so
listen,
much.
Bill. Bill's the first guy to admit when he's wrong. I'm just saying, like, Bill Jacoby was exactly a Bill guy, and they gave fucking. Okay, yes. I don't know who to blame. It was the front office. Say it was the front office. They should have kept Jacoby Myers over him. The guy's legs don't work anymore. Like, he had one good game, and it was probably because he had extra adrenaline playing Pittsburgh last year, or two, whatever year it was. Like, he had a decent game, and I was like, oh, maybe he's going to break out a little bit. But you can't sit here and tell me that every single person, maybe not every single, but there was 8 out of 10 were like, this is way better than having Jacoby Myers. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster was the guy that everyone... He just won the Super Bowl with Kansas City. He had a good season. And he had...
I don't know.
I mean,
I got Nikhil Harry left tackle.
Let's say he's available. He's still in the NFL, by the way. He plays for Minnesota.
Oh, deserves it. How about Minnesota?
That guy
they lose J.J. McCarthy. Addison goes down with a torn ACL today. They lose
ACL?
He's down for the year.
That's a perfect spot for Mac. What a perfect fucking sweep up duty up there. He'd fucking he would look you know how perfect he would look in purple too? Just fucking world's
Gideon laying Justin Jefferson just getting laid out across the middle and him going up catching
that fucking beach ball. I mean Justin Jefferson would have 300
Gideon
yards.
Down the field.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson would have 300 yards. Every single pass would be behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, if he tried to throw him over the middle, every single set, like imagine if he did it against the Patriots, Jabril Peppers would kill him. He would literally kill him.
We got under a minute. I got to eat something because I have to fly tomorrow.
Here we go. Oh, we lost him. I don't know why I lost everybody. I didn't even know that there was a fucking countdown. That's whatever. I mean, it's 57 minutes. I might as well just fucking close the show. I mean, what's happened to our beloved Patriots? I'll say, I don't know it. I mean, I know we're before, you know, preseason game two. Haven't seen a lot of Drake May. It's just, I don't put a lot of stock in beat writers other than Mike Reese, which, by the way, loved Mike Reese going on the Felger and Maz show and cooking them fools. Shout out Mike Reese, my guy. I don't put a lot of stock in beat writers degrading the team and how shitty they look, because that's what they do, especially on the radio. And Greg Bedard going on Felger and Maz and pumping their chest and, you know, talking about how shitty they look. That's kind of what they do and kind of how they get their clicks and phone calls. So I don't put a ton of stock into it, but there's a lot. I mean, I also see the videos. You see the stats from everyone. Like, those are just... literally statistics, compilation statistics of what's happening in practice. And sure, Philadelphia has an elite offensive line. They have an elite defensive line. and the Patriots probably have the worst offensive line in the league. So, yeah, I think tomorrow could be rough. I think, as most years, offensive lines get better throughout the year. So, yeah, that's why I say, and doing this without any fucking riffraff on the other side of this phone call, I think that offensive lines do get better, and that's why I say you hold off until, at minimum, after London or after the bye later in the season. You know, by some miracle, fucking Jacoby Brissett brings this, you know, team to 8 to 10 wins, leave Drake on the bench. But say, you know, if you're 2-8 and you're coming back from London after getting beaten up, you'd be like, all right, fuck it, put the kid in. You know what I mean? I mean, what can you lose? But you just don't want to crush his confidence like they did with Mac. In this case, you have a lot more talent to work with and a lot, you know, the age is better and you got young receivers that are can get open. You still got Hunter Henry. So, I mean, there's stuff to work with. This is going to be a rough season, boys. I ain't going to shit you. It's going to be a rough go. But, you know, we'll all get through it together here on the Malcolm Go podcast. They're all 1 o'clock games. So, I mean, can you beat it? I mean, if you're a season ticket holder, you love it. Especially if you're a North Shore season ticket holder. Because I'll tell you, buddy, I mean, there's nothing better than waking up at about 6 a.m., heading on down to Foxborough, get 12, 14 Coors Lights in you before 10:30. Come on, now we're talking. We're cooking with gas, making cheeseburgers on the Blackstone. I mean, that's. I mean, it doesn't get us any better than that. A November, early November, 1 o'clock game. I could smell it right now. I hate stuff. Let's get summer over with. Get me to early November. Coors Light in the hand. 2-6. You know, 12,000 in the stadium. I love it. Bring me back to fucking Foxborough Stadium days. This is what we need. We needed a hard reset. A hard reset of the fan base. That way the Felger and Mazes of the world won't get any more callers. They won't get any more fucking... They won't get any more clicks. No more shit talking. Anyway, we'll get through this together. Listen, tomorrow we'll see how it goes. Matt Judon's gone. Don't need him. It's Keon White time. Yeah. And, yeah, let Jacoby cook. See you next week. Pats, as always.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The back. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team
in
the league!
Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.